In the 2012 elections, the state of Colorado, the northern part of Colorado, had it with the southern part of Colorado.
Yeah.
And there were 11 counties that had secession to secede and form northern Colorado on their ballots. Now, people poo-pooed this and said, it went down in defeat. No, it didn't. Five of the 11 counties, and almost with very substantial majorities, were voted to leave the state. Five of them of the 11 voted to leave the state. They never acted upon it. What a shame, right?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, these things will get defeated at first, but it's important to keep alive the notion that you don't have to be part. Some counties in a state can be independent. I mean, this happened before in our history. The western counties of Virginia seceded and declared their independence. It was recognized by the state and by the central government. Didn't have to be. They could have refused to recognize it. But Americans are more open to that. After Lincoln...
Well Don, the Massachusetts Bay Colony used to comprise all of what is today Massachusetts and all of what is today Maine. Maine left Massachusetts, correct?
That's right. That's right. Exactly. So this is part of our history. But see, after Lincoln, we get this notion of one nation indivisible. Okay. The author of the Pledge of Allegiance said that
Bellamy.
He wrote the pledge to make very clear what the war was about. And he said this. This is a quote. He said, "The meaning of the war can be put into three words. One nation, indivisible." In other words, the war was not about slavery. It was about preventing secession.
Mm.
It was about centralizing power. Whenever you say the Pledge of Allegiance, you are affirming that view of what that horrible, tragic conflict was. And of course, we have to say today that it was about slavery, because that would make it look like a good war. But it was not. It was about centralizing power. It's very hard for Americans to admit that, because that would mean that the war was a humanitarian disaster and should never have happened. But there should have been a separation. America was too big. That was a perfect time. A better time would have been 1830s to separate, to divide it. But it didn't divide until 1860.
Thing that people don't remember, Don, Don Livingston on the Dude Maker Hotline with us here. I'll hop in and add some color here.
Yeah.
In 1814, there was a convention called the Hartford Convention. And Timothy Pickering, Pickering's hatred of Jefferson is very well known and documented. I made a movie about it. It's so well documented. But I don't think that Pickering was wrong. I think that Pickering was right. I don't think that the New England states did have anything in common with the Old Dominion. And that Pickering was correct. They were going to call it the New England Confederacy or Union. I can't remember what the exact name was, but it was going to be Massachusetts, Rhode Island, what we call New Hampshire today, Connecticut, Vermont. I don't remember if Maine was in there, but they were going to form their own unit, had a meeting, and instead they chickened out, and it just led to a resolution that was sent to transmitted to Congress, basically so Congress would be nicer to the northern states. And and I know because we're historians, that actually was a success. That the tariff laws, John Taylor wrote a whole book about this, the tariff laws that went into effect that Pickering and his buddies requested before the War of Northern Aggression almost decimated the entire South, didn't they?
Well, it did some states, yes. The Southerns were export states, so the tariff did hurt them.
Yes.
No, that's right. Absolutely. And also Gouverneur Morris, one of the founding fathers and one of the major players in the Constitution, he argued that it looked like this thing wouldn't work because the North and the South had completely different economies, and this was going to be a problem. They'd be fighting over who got control of the rules for the Union. And so later, he gave up on the Union, and he joined. He was one of the leaders in New York. And
That's right.
Not just the New England Federation, but the New York New England Federation. And so he's one of the founding fathers.
One of the interesting little pieces of trivia about Gouverneur Morris, because he was at the Federal Convention of 1787, and that's another thing I always get on my audience about. Don't ever call it a constitutional convention. They did not meet there to write a constitution. They met there to amend the Articles of Confederation. The convention was hijacked by Madison and Hamilton. But one of the things, a little trivia about Gouverneur Morris, and this guy was an aristocrat, okay? When you look, when you think aristocrat, that's Gouverneur Morris, 19th century aristocrat. There's a very famous letter. It's on my website somewhere. I republished it, where he writes to, I can't remember who he wrote to, but he said, from this hand, that document sprang. And what he meant was, when you see that beautiful script of "We the People," that's from Governor Morris's quill pen. He drew it, and I got that from Kevin Gutzman. Kevin Gutzman's the one that told me that.
It's a beautiful thing. You wonder how you could do that.
I know.
It's a work of art.
Yeah. It is a work of art. Well, Governor Morris, Don, let's talk about on the same subject, because I want people to really grasp this topic here and be able to run with it, because I believe the time is rapidly approaching where each state and men who are leaders in their states, or maybe you're not a leader now, maybe you need to become one, we're going to have to express these things. Like, for example, if the Supreme Court tells seven southern states that this spring, and having their hearing and then their ruling on our anti-abortion or pro-life legislation, if they tell us that we can't, if they, quote, strike it down, close quote, which I think is likely, then the men of Louisiana have a choice to make. Are we really pro-life? And if we are, then we have to leave the union. Or at the least, you have to tell the federal courts, you don't have any jurisdiction here. You don't have any jurisdiction here. That day is rapidly approaching, and people aren't aware, aren't ready for it. That's one. Number two, most of my fellow Louisianans don't know their own history. Don, where I am currently seated in Mandeville, Louisiana, is what is known today as St. Tammany Parish. From January of 1812 until August of 1812, this was known as the Florida Parishes Republic. And we had a flag, the Bonnie Blue flag is a blue flag with a white star in the middle of it. And Governor Claiborne, basically against the wishes of the Florida Parishes Republic, annexed this parish that I am currently in to, and all those to the west, including Ascension Parish, East Baton Rouge Parish, Washington Parish. Hey, here's a good one, Don. Livingston Parish. Annexed them all and added them to what you currently see on the map of Louisiana. So Louisianans have a great and beautiful history of actually being very independent and very small government minded.